Warflower, written by Marianne O'Connor and read by Miranda Nation. Might snow. Poppy Flannery gave him a nod, finding an expression that she hoped neither patronised nor encouraged the drunk, as he huddled in his blanket on the ground, slurping from something in a brown paper bag. She would have liked to inform him that she was studying geography as part of her leaving certificate, and there was no evidence of it ever having snowed in Hornsby, or at least as far as she was aware. Then she imagined what it might be like to spend the winter on a railway station, and emptied her purse into his beggar's hat instead. "Don't encourage him," the station master warned her as he passed by, but he didn't try to evict the man, and she was glad. Perhaps the company of constant random strangers gave him comfort. The drunk burst into a merry rendition of "Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow," and the words followed her as she moved along. She half wished it would. At least they'd have something miraculous to cheer them up on this dreary day. It was so cold her fingers were icy little sausages that curled up inside her jumper sleeves. To make matters worse, the train was late, and now pulling in slowly, clanking and straining in crimson steel, which had long earned these models the moniker of Red Rattlers. Poppy dragged her things on board, the smells of dank uniforms and forgotten lunches at the bottom of school cases filling her nostrils as she collapsed on the vinyl bench seat. It was wet, but she was grateful for it regardless. Most afternoons she was forced to stand, crowded as the carriages always were during the earlier school rush. Pushing damp strands of blonde from her eyes and under her hat, Poppy steadied her cello case as the train lurched forward, trying not to lose control of her other belongings lest they slide across the floor. That achieved, she relaxed somewhat, free now to take in the other passengers. Her eyes passed over the young boy picking at a scab on his hand, and the elderly lady reading her book, to keep scanning, spying familiar figures chatting beyond the doors. Barbara Rowntree, Judith Bentley, and Raylene Montgomery, three particularly vicious cool chicks, who were probably going home late due to detention. Poppy's twin sister Rosemary had dubbed them the Dog Squad years ago when they first began to bully everyone outside the in crowd.